This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Sometimes when I'm in a good mood, I'll check my blocked list on Twitter to see if anybody's eligible for Matthew's Twitter parole.
9.
My friends are lawyers, race car drivers, drag queens, Leatherface, and wrestlers. What the hell, man?
Paige.
Everybody has baggage. I come with a 17-year-old stepson, a very spoiled boxer, and an evil cat named Lulu.
Fat boy.
You know a song I really hate? I would walk 500 miles. I mean, do I even have to explain why?
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
All right, so let's get this young lady back on the phone. She believes her boyfriend of right at 4 months is cheating on her. Are you still there?
Still here.
Okay, so listening to the show, you know, legally I have to ask you, are you sure that you want to do this? We're not making you do this. This is your own situation. You gave us all the phone numbers, yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to call up your boyfriend. Don't say anything until I get a name out of him, because I'm going to ask him who he wants to take with him to this experience, and that's where we're going to need to hear what he says. So you don't jump on until, you know, we get some kind of name out of him, okay?
Got it.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go now. All right. It is war. Her boyfriend's, she's pretty much sure he's cheating. She read texts on his phone. The phone was laying there. She thought it was her phone. A lot of people don't believe that. I can say I believe that because I picked up someone's phone probably in the last month or two and did the same thing. All right, here we go. Oh, no.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak with Red? Hello?
Who is this?
Hey, is this Red?
Yeah, who's this?
Good morning, Red. I'm calling to tell you congratulations, my friend. Good job.
Congratulations on what?
For winning this month's Insufficient Fun Lovers Getaway Package from the bank. Congratulations, Red. I'm here by myself this morning. Congratulations. You won the whole thing. This is Barry Windham. I'm calling from the bank to let you know you won the Insufficient Fun Lovers Getaway Package. Congrats,
what
Red.
What is this?
What do you mean, what is this?
It?
Okay, so the Insufficient Fun Lovers Getaway is an overnight stay at glorious Lake Matthew, where you're going to spend the night of your life.
Lake what?
Lake Matthew.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
Well, it's near Greenville. It's one of those new discovered islands in Greenville. Have you heard about this? They discovered various islands and lakes and stuff. Lake Matthew. So it's beautiful, beautiful. You got to check it out.
Oh, okay.
So, look, here's the deal. You got the overnight stay at, this will be for two, you and someone special. You'll be able to stay at Get Chaleted, a private, secluded lover's chalet nestled in privacy on the grand banks of Lake Matthew. It's a modern marvel, I tell you, with mirrors on every ceiling and floor, including the shower. Yeah. Get Chaleted.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, now, humor me here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I need to give you a credit card number or go sit through some sales scam in a hotel ballroom or something like that?
No. Nothing like that. So it's through the bank. Like I said, you don't even have to register for this. I think, basically, if you got an account and look lonely, you're pre-qualified.
Okay. Well,
yeah?
Go on.
All right, so the whole thing is great. I mean, everything's taken care of, the food, the overnight stay. They have these sex chairs that light up and swivel. It's like a Lazy Susan. And they got swings outside. Oh, boy, the swings. Let me tell you, Red.
Well, tell me.
Well, they're swings, you know, harnesses, the ones, hanging outside, you can have a little fun in. And then when you're done, swing out, take a dip in Lake Matthew. It's a lover's retreat. You're going to love this. It's absolutely free. I won't need any kind of credit card information, nothing like that. That's it. You won.
Well, I am in. Yeah. I am in.
Okay, good, good. This is great. Get Chaleted. Isn't that a kind of a little fun name? Get Chaleted. I love that. I'm not a Frenchman, though. All right. So I just need to get the name of this lucky lover you want to bring with you for this once-in-a-lifetime lover's getaway to Lake Matthew, all courtesy of Mark Hendricks Travel, DBA Get Chaleted, LLC. It's a prize package worth a lifetime of memories.
Wait, so did I win or not?
Yeah, you won. I'll get the date of your choice. We can figure out anything, really. Weeknight, weekend, just a moment. Another amenity, though, is that we give you customized robes. These things are fluffy, 100% organic cotton. It feels really good on the naked body. And it's customized because we also embroider your first name on the robe. So I imagine you want yours to say red.
Like a fox.
You wanted to say like a fox?
No, I was saying red like a fox.
I thought it was sly like a fox. But regardless, what is the name? Okay, so I got you red, R-E-D. I think you're thinking of Sanford & Son. That was Red Fox. Regardless, what's the name of the foxy lady you'll be getting chaleted with?
Well, her name is Abby, A-B-B-Y.
Oh. Abby.
Jeez, I was sitting here hoping to God that I was wrong about all this.
Say what now?
You have no idea what is even going on here, do you?
Sorry, I was talking to the dude about winning the Get Laid Resort trip thing.
Red, that's your girlfriend, Shannon. Yeah, there is no trip, nothing like that. This is the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet. And it was getting chaleted, not the getting laid resort.
Getting laid.
But regardless, that's your girlfriend, Shannon. Shannon, you want to let him know what's up?
Well, who's Abby, Red? I saw on your phone on Thursday, I saw you talking to this Abby girl. I didn't know who the heck she was. So I looked through your phone, and I read the messages back and forth, and clearly you've been cheating on me.
So this is all live right now, Red. Everything's live on the radio. The call we had with you just now, everything.
Wait, I'm on the radio right now? This is live.
This is live radio, sir. Please don't cuss.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. All right, well.
Yeah.
I.
What about what your girlfriend's asking you, though? You remember Thursday when you overslept on the couch? You ran in and took a shower when she came to pick you up for work?
I do.
Yeah. So she picked up your phone thinking it was hers.
Okay.
She read the text messages from Abby, the girl you just said you wanted to go get chaleted with.
I mean, I guess I'm really just sorry she found out.
I know you didn't seem upset.
Are you kidding me?
You're sorry.
Oh,
she,
I mean, no. I mean, I didn't want her to find out, but I guess she did.
So nonchalant about this, like.
Well, were we even exclusive? That's news to me.
Were we exclusive? We were moving in together after Christmas.
That's true. That's what she said. You were going to move in after Christmas. So, I mean, how more exclusive talk do you need to get?
And I've been your dang personal Uber for the last couple of weeks.
I mean, yeah, but it didn't mean we couldn't talk to other people.
Well, if I had known that, right? I'd be talking to other people. But I've been faithful to you.
Listen here, okay?
You had to have known she thought that this was... So you're saying she's not your girlfriend. Was she your girlfriend? Do you consider her your girlfriend?
We were dating, but like... I never said I loved you to her. She never said she loved me. So,
Oh my God.
Is that the test? I mean, that's the... So in your mind, until you've told a girl you love her, you can go see other women. I mean,
absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I wish that I had known all of these things. I feel like I've been totally in the dark and on a completely different page. I mean, we were going to be putting our items together. We were going to be living under the same roof. Like, I'm so confused.
He's been putting his items together with a lot of people, it sounds like. I'm not trying to make light of it. I know you're upset right now, but I mean, he's more funny. He's just pissed that he got busted. He's not pissed that he was doing it. He's trying to
He doesn't sound pissed one way or the other.
Well, I mean, like, I didn't think it was a big deal, and like, we didn't move in together yet. So what's the problem?
It sounds like you don't care.
So conceivably, on moving morning, you could have slept with another girl, but until you had actually moved in together, that's not that's not a bad thing, you're saying. I'm trying to get on your level, Red, and figure out the way you think. I got a daughter, and I hate to know sons of bitches like you run around.
It's kind of selfish.
Maybe it's just like a lack of communication. I don't know. I mean, I thought she understood.
I'm so embarrassed. I mean, apparently I'm in a relationship with someone who doesn't even know that they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Shannon, I'm sorry I broke your heart, but I didn't mean to.
I'm sorry. Can you please just hang up on this moron?
All right. Ooh. See you, Red.
Well, bye.
All right. We hung up on Red. I could tell the straw that broke the camel's back there. I'm sorry that I broke your heart.
Ugh.
I'm so confused.
Don't be confused. No, look.
Don't start crying.
She ain't going to cry. You ain't going to cry, are you?
No.
This is, there's no, you didn't cry over that guy.
It's one of those.
Don't
come on.
It's not worth it.
Oh, man.
Don't cry over Brown.
Look, this guy is, look at it this way. You only invested 4 months into this mess. I mean, what if you'd moved in together and then found out? Because that's a guy who's going to continue to do it, even if you moved in together, probably. You right? You got it figured out.
No, I know you're right.
God, feel bad for Abby. She's inheriting and all this.
I don't feel bad for anybody.
All right. Well, screw everybody, right?
Yep.
All right.
I'm done.
Well, don't hate all men. Don't hate the color red.
Right.
You'll see that in your day-to-day life, and it'll remind you of this scumbag.
He was very immature.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, very immature. Like a child.
Yeah. I was talking to the guy about the getting laid resort.
All about me.
Trying to get you to laugh a little bit.
Give me minds.
Yeah. All right. You good?
I'll be okay.
Yeah. You were not in love, though. Just remember that you were not in love. Maybe in love with the idea of moving in together and maybe one day, getting married or whatever. But ultimately, better to find out now than later.
And just be glad you don't have to waste another day with Red.
Yeah. And can I tell you something?
Know what? Be free.
And I'm not speaking out of turn here. You sound so much smarter than him. Like, I think you could get a better guy. I mean, you sound well-read. He sounded just like,
a sack of potatoes.
There you go. Thank you. Right. In a 10-pound bag.
I want to thank you guys for helping me get to this place.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and to know that I can just move on and not think about this guy anymore. And you're probably right. I am better than him. So.
You are. You are better than him. That's right. All right, young lady. 1,000 text messages offering to do the P1 dating game with you. Whenever you're settled down and interested in that, we'll certainly make that available to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good morning. Try to have a good morning.
I'll try.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, let's talk about a controversial topic, shall we?
And we shall.
With the CIA and a project called MK Ultra.
Oh, Paige, I know all about it.
You do? Mind control?
Oh, yes. It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. Yeah. And thanks to the Freedom of Information Act and the court system, that information came to light.
Thank you.
In October.
And thank you, Kim Kardashian. I bet she had something to do with this, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well,
she's fighting for everybody's rights.
Well, it's the mind control program. The United States, they used these programs early in the 1950s and all the way up until 73. So they used humans, research as part of this program, mind control.
Yes.
Also dogs, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, dogs.
What did you think I said?
Dongs.
Dogs. Where the dogs were operated on and things were put into their brains where they can control them in the field. But the problem with the dogs being in the field and having that kind of surgery and things that are open with the wounds and everything, it didn't heal properly.
That sounds like something Hitler would have done.
Yeah, it does.
But it was the U.S. government that was doing that. Not only were they going to, they had 44 colleges and universities, as well as hospitals, prisons, pharmaceutical companies working with the MK Ultra project for humans,
oh,
where
yeah.
these people were being tested on mind control.
You look up MK Ultra and look up who was involved in that, and there is still one of the richest companies in the United States that was behind a good bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have helped paint your house.
Possibly.
So why did they want to do experiments on humans for that?
Dang it. Oh, it was beautiful.
I knew it.
Why would they want
to
do that?
Do
well,
this?
I mean, you know, mind control, so they can
read your mind.
Interrogations and torture and figure out how much a human can take. They used chemicals, hypnosis, symptoms.
Did they do this on criminals or just homeless people?
People that were willing to do this this study.
Like the people who volunteered to do lobotomy.
Yeah.
Golly.
You guys wouldn't do it for a fat little check? Little trial check?
No. I like my mind being my own.
Sometimes.
I read 1984, man, willingly, too, not just in school.
It wasn't me, too, either.
So not only were
movie's not good.
They were altering brain functions with LSD and other things to see, you know, how far the mind would go.
They did the same thing with weed.
So there were 80 institutions involved in this, including, like I said, 44 colleges and universities, as well as hospitals and prisons.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there were willing participants that were taking these tests.
I'll tell you something I came to. I had an epiphany. Is that how you say it? Epiphany mm-hmm. the other day. Alice in Wonderland. It's looked down as evil or dark to go down the rabbit hole. You know why? Because sometimes the answers are down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They say, oh, you don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Oh, you don't want to start here. Because conversations go and things get deeper. The hole gets deeper and you start to think about things. Like, I figured out what Antarctica is. You know what it is? It's a big frozen moat around paradise where the elite live.
Yeah.
We think there's nothing there. That's where paradise is.
But you have no evidence to support that.
Yes,
whatsoever.
I do.
Give me evidence.
I'll show you on the ride home. It's take me home and I'll show you.
No deal.
I have documents in my house.
I can't believe it.
Nice. Come on, Jimmy.
That's where all the natural gas is.
I don't believe you
right?
have documents because you still have a house and you're still alive.
A document.
That's right.
People call me dumb, crazy all the time about that stuff. I just like thinking outside the box and looking at it from just what if situations. Not that I necessarily believe it. It's like the whole flat Earth thing. What if? You don't know.
Paradise would be hidden somewhere near the equator, in the middle of the vast Pacific Ocean, right?
Yeah, but there was a shift.
That's where paradise would be.
Atlantis was in Africa.
Think outside.
It was near it at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, through hypnosis, you can learn a lot about people. Also, sensory deprivation.
Yeah.
If you don't know what's around you, that would be good training for the armed forces, right?
Yeah. But back
not
to
as
the,
good as mind control.
To the robo-dogs, though.
Well, the robo-dogs, they did operate them on the dogs and into the brain.
I know. This is
so
crazy to think about.
Yeah, like, I don't know about
there
this.
Is adapters. They used dental cement to connect this stuff into mm-hmm. the brain. Also, screws and drilling into the bone.
Did it work?
Frankenstein stuff.
It worked, but like I said, because there was so much metal and stuff in the brain and the open wound,
yeah,
they developed infections, so the dogs would die. It wasn't a good thing to have in the field because you don't need any open wound that you're working with an animal when
yeah.
you can't help it, you know?
You ever think about, like, dogs like, you know, the Egyptians and the cats, but, like, dogs, like, so-called man's best friend? Like, why is it almost implemented in your head that you have to have 2.5 kids, white picket fence, you got to have some kind of animal, some kind of pet, and specifically dogs, right? It helps with the cleanup efforts.
It's Bob Barker's fault.
Helps with the cleanup efforts.
It does. It's never been ingrained in me to have 2.5 kids.
Yeah.
Never.
Or 3.5.
Not 0.5, none of that.
You'd like it to have a full child?
No.
Not a stepson?
I'm good with a nice round number like zero, for me personally.
Zero kids.
So once the surgeons implanted the electrodes deep into the dog's brain, it's connected to a battery pack and a stimulator that was added to the harness. So you can send it messages.
And it would, so then it would make, it could control their legs.
Yeah, so you
holy moly.
Point the dog in certain directions and, but.
Remote control dogs.
Make it, it would tail spin, lift it up off the ground.
Yeah, it'd fly. It
becomes like a dog drone.
Tails from Sonic.
I want a dog drone.
Yeah, but like.
Not a real dog, but my drone looks like a flying dog. Like Astro Pup.
Like it couldn't fly. It would just be on all fours, just kind of floating.
Yeah, floating dog. That's fine. Flying, floating. What is an airplane doing? Is it flying or floating? It's flying.
It's flying.
Well, I mean,
a hover dog.
Hover dog. Could you imagine if, like, you go to Walmart instead of a hover round, it's like an animal that the, you know, physically impaired people are riding around?
Yeah.
I saw a guy the other day I was passing judgment on. That's like, ain't nothing wrong with you. You smaller than I am. Maybe. Riding around on a, not a hover round, but, you know, the gimmick of a motorized cart at Walmart.
Maybe he has a terrible back problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I was passing judgment, though. I felt guilty about it.
So they
now you're confessing your sin.
Well, I felt guilty about it because I went and asked him.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you say?
He's an invalid.
Oh.
So if you had these dogs that you were able to remote control, which you could make them run, turn, or stop until they, you know, things went bad when they got infections, it would probably be okay, but I think it's cruel and a horrible thing to do to an
what
animal.
If, though, you could set an alarm on your dog? What time do you get up every morning, Paige? What
4.
Time? 4 o'clock. Set an alarm on your dog, and then at 4 o'clock, your dog comes and wakes you up. How pleasant would that be? Be sweet, wouldn't it?
They wake up with me. They sleep with me.
They get shocked. It wakes them up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awful.
Well, no. They still sell bark collars. Ruff. That's still a thing.
It is. It's still a thing they do.
They're spoiled. I have to wake them up and make them go outside, and they don't like to go out. Maybe I need a remote control dog.
Well, you had to do the same for Chris.
I have to put no. Chris is pretty good about getting up. He was a grown man.
I meant
man.
To go outside to pee.
You know, he'd like to go outside pee, I'm sure, and I would say, you know what, you're civilized
you
pee
what,
in the house.
This is when I hate living in a subdivision. Is there is certain times when I get home and it's, you know, coming from dinner or something, I got to pee real bad.
Oh yeah, it's the worst.
Nature would love for me to just go right there in the yard. But them stupid neighbors would call 911.
They would every time.
Oh, there's a giant snake out in the front.
They suck.
He neighbors. Would just love to stay out there and smoke and just pee in the backyard, I'm sure.
You need to call animal control about that anaconda.
Come back inside.
Right.
That's the one that killed Ice Cube.
My goodness. That's
awful. Well, that movie had its good times and bad. Like Christmas Chronicles. You got to check out Christmas Chronicles.
I want to watch it, man.
Kurt Russell's.
It can't be that good.
Dude, there's a cameo in it. Don't look it up on the internet. Just don't look it up on the internet. There's a great cameo in it.
You know he will, because he won't watch it.
Care. His fingers are going to start pulling him toward the keyboard, and he's going to pull back. I can't do it.
I don't care. I probably won't watch it.
Google the information, you will.
I still haven't watched Christmas Vacation yet, and I own that digitally.
It was don't on, watch it on AMC.
It was on loop last night.
I got it unedited.
Oh
yeah! Don't watch AMC. If you've seen, and I say this not against AMC, but if you've not watched that movie, don't watch it unedited because you won't think you'll be like, oh, it's not that great the way they've talked about it forever. Us, it's a great movie unedited.
Yes, it is. It is because it's dirtier than you remember.
Oh yeah.
But then again, it was the '80s, which was dirtier than you remember.
Yeah.
Go watch a Tonight Show with Johnny Carson now and come back.
I want to know what they say for Blinkers Full because you know in Die Hard on TBS, the old Mr. Falcon. He said that.
Yeah.
No, what is it? It just says.
It probably just nothing, right? Just silence. Seats full.
I think it just says crappers full.
Oh,
sorry. It's a real bad, you know, dub job.
Well, they had to get him 20 years later to come back and redub it.
Yeah.
Well, what's almost as bad as the Grinch who stole Christmas? The porch pirate that stole packages in Cincinnati. You heard me, porch pirate.
Man, I thought the same thing, and I saw it on the news.
That was almost going to be our hockey team's mascot. Yeah, the Greenville porch pirate.
Yeah, somebody stealing your boxes off your front porch.
Oh, that's awful. This terrible person is 27-year-old Andrew Felix. He was caught on camera taking several boxes off different people's porches in Cincinnati on Saturday, and at least two people's doorbell cameras caught clear shots of his face, and police arrested him the next day. But that's not the worst part of it. The worst part of it is what he really did steal from people.
It was someone's liver.
Well, you're onto something. He stole a pair of gym shorts, a 27-pound bag of dog food, and a half-gallon jug used for testing urine. And this is the bad part about that. The urine jug was a part of a testing kit someone ordered to see if they can donate a kidney to their cousin.
God. I was just totally guessing.
Yeah. So now the cousin has to wait even longer to see if they're a match, thanks to this jerk.
And the dog's hungry.
The dog's hungry. And the dog. My gosh. Because, you know, I'm not going to say anything about that because I don't want anybody to steal my stuff.
Please put a box.
Paige orders her dog food every time.
Put a box full of bricks on your porch and just watch somebody try to pick it up.
I have that kind of doorbell. And, dude, you can set it within limits. But, like, if somebody just walks in my yard, I get a notification. I can immediately see who's in my yard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, a lot of times when you get people throw them newspapers in, you don't subscribe to newspapers. You get that once-a-week circular or whatever.
The green plastic?
Yeah. I don't want them anymore, first of all.
You don't want fast food coupons?
It's a waste of – I throw it right in the trash.
But it has good coupons for places you eat sometimes.
Yeah, let me get them.
It really does.
All right, well, I'll start looking at them.
You should.
But regardless, they'll throw the newspaper in there, and I'll get a notification, and I'll see the car, you know, drive away or whatever. But that's good because of getting, you know, packages. And people know 9 times out of 10 around Christmas it's not going to be a piss jug, as Paige said, but it's going to be some kind of gift or, you know, something somebody really wants, paid a lot of money for.
I can't remember where it's at, but they got the lady on camera. She sends her kid out. The kid's going to the porch and getting the stuff. And she's manning the wheel. She's the wheel man. I'm sorry for spitting on you.
That was my first radio.
The kid, they just go down the street, boom, boom. Whoever's got boxes out, the kid's hitting them.
Wow.
You go to juvie for that mess.
Stuff.
Yeah. Stuff, mess.
If we're just streaming, you can say the other word.
I know. You go to mess for that tea.
All right, then. Well, there's a story in Victoria, British Columbia that you may like. The cops pulled over a guy on Friday night. They suspected that he was driving drunk. And those suspicions were confirmed.
There's nothing worse than suspicious suspicions.
Yes. Those suspicions were confirmed when they asked for the man's driver's license. And he handed them a hamburger instead.
Jeez.
I need to be a cop.
You know, you're drunk when. So needless to say, he was too drunk to even take a breathalyzer test, and he was arrested for drunk driving. So.
I'm going to ask him for his insurance card so I can have some fries with that.
Wow. That just reminds me of the time when I learned what Alzheimer's was when I was a kid.
Oh, yes. That's a terrible, good, funny story.
Was at the bank with my daddy. It's American Federal on Wade Hampton Boulevard. And the woman in front of us, older lady, thought she was at McDonald's next door and ordered a Big Mac. Hand to God, true story. I know you don't believe that, but it's still part of the way it was. And I said, Daddy, what's wrong with that lady? Or I think I snickered and laughed. Yeah, don't worry about it. I said, what is it, Daddy? He said, she's got old-timers. And then years later, that name changed to Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, yeah.
And then finally, I think when I was in high school, I found out it was called Alzheimer's.
American Fed. Did you cry in the commercial too when the black sheep skates over the hill and you don't see him anymore?
Black sheep.
American Federal. Yeah. What is up with that first federal building downtown? It's been sitting dormant for like 2 years. Mm. The old bank building right there at the corner near the Children's Museum.
Oh yeah, the one that was most recently BB&T.
Ain't nothing now, and hadn't been for a long time.
They're going to do something with that land.
Might be a freaking high-rise or something.
Yeah, I don't remember what they're doing with it, but there's a plan for it. I've seen it in the local news. There's a plan for it.
Yeah. Well, if it's a high-rise, we'll license that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you touched on
I'm going to look it up and see.
Some Christmas movies earlier, Matthew.
Christmas Vacation, best ever.
There'll be apartments.
Well, we
Seriously?
Need more. Affordable apartments.
BB&T's Tower. reclusive early 1970s architecture.
Yeah.
So it's going to be apartments.
That was the first bank that I ever remember going to as a kid.
They're going all the way down. Poinsett, Poe Mill. It's all one little strip. Mm-hmm. Urban sprawl.
It's needed.
Where the hell are all these people coming from?
Where are they going to go?
Like, there's going to be cities in America that are ghost towns now because you can't find parking in downtown Greenville anymore. Hmm. Yeah, that Greenville.
Yeah, that Greenville. Well,
you talking about that Greenville where they have apartment buildings everywhere now? Yeah, that Greenville. Go ahead. Right. Sorry.
Well, a majority of Americans, 60% of them, say they like to watch at least one Christmas movie with their family during the holidays. So YouGov put together a list of the top movies. But a strange thing about their list, there's some ties.
Okay.
So well,
me and Inga will watch Christmas Vacation today, maybe. Since I got it on my brain now.
There is a four-way tie between A Charlie Brown Christmas and A Christmas Carol. And a Nightmare Before Christmas and The Polar Express.
Why do you hate Charlie Brown so much?
I don't know.
You are overwhelmed by it. Like every time the Charlie Brown, anything Charlie Brown comes up, you have a physical response to it.
I don't know. I can't explain it. Other than I just don't like it. But when I was a kid, I had the
something's beyond just not liking because you're shuddering. Bleh.
You know what else? I'm like that. Like when my head gets under a faucet, like to them doing like a whore bath and washing my hair or whatever.
Yeah,
I get this weird sensation. Like as a child, I think I must have hit my head real hard under a faucet because I get like tremors when I get near a faucet with my head. What does that mean?
Some kind of something probably. I don't know. I can't tell you, man.
I need counseling. Oh.
There's music and Matt's all tense.
I never mentioned that to a therapist. Maybe I'll add that to the list. Why do I freak out so much when I think about Charlie Brown?
I don't know. So good.
It's fun. I like Charlie Brown stuff.
Christmas Story. I've never seen that.
You never had TBS growing up? It was on for 24 hours.
Yeah.
They show it 12 times.
Is that where the kid gets his tongue stuck to the pole?
That's Christmas Story.
Yeah. Okay. It don't look that good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Wow.
So
once you've seen it 1,000 times, it kind of loses the luster.
If anybody else listening has the same reaction to Charlie Brown, let me know, because we got to get to the bottom of it. Yeah, I never thought about it. I do very violently react physically to I just punched Fatboy out.
I know. He's asleep now.
Not bad. There's also a four-way tie between Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Thank God 5%. I don't hang out with those people. Yeah. I don't have a physical response, but I'd just rather not watch any of those.
Yeah. So screw Burl Ives.
Here are the top movies that you want to watch with your family. There's a tie between Home Alone, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation at 7%.
Now, those are both great.
These are the top movies.
Do you remember the great cameo in Home Alone?
John Candy?
Our president, Donald Trump.
Part 2.
Part 2, yeah. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Oh, is that was part 2?
Mm-hmm. Part 1 was in Chicago.
So here's the top movie.
Part 3 was in El Segundo.
I never saw part 3. Wasn't Macaulay Culkin anymore.
Uh-oh.
The tie between Kieran. Two top movies. A Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life at 9%. People love those movies. Have to watch them every year, even though you know what's going to happen.
I haven't watched Christmas Story in probably several years, just because, like you said, TBS over and over again.
Yeah, like my top three would definitely be in some combination of Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, and It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, thank you, Nan. Thank you very much.
I really don't see any need for even a top three with me. It's Christmas Vacation.
But there's more than just one. You can watch more than one Christmas movie and enjoy more than one.
I realize that, but I'm saying as far as like I can't, this is like the whole thing about Mount Rushmore. Like if there's no need for me to come up with four or three, then that's the only one I prefer.
So you got your Mount Rushmore is Cousin Eddie in the hat,
Snots.
See, I got to include Macaulay Culkin with the hands on the face.
I like that movie a lot.
That's, maybe Joe Pesci burnt up with the hat on.
Wet Bandits. That's fun.
I'd say Home Alone, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I don't care.
Those are
that.
My favorites.
I don't care for the Grinch. I mean, it's just.
I don't care much for Dr. Seuss in general. Not that I don't have anything against Dr. Seuss, may he rest in peace. But I just don't like any.
What are some other good ones? Like I can't watch just lollygag made, you know what I mean? Like ABC Family yeah. style Christmas
Hallmark
movies.
Channel.
Hallmark, Hallmark Channel. Ones.
Nightmare Before Christmas. That's always on there. You know, we did Charlie. Die Hard, Bad Santa, A Christmas Prince. Love Actually is a good movie. No? Frosty the Snowman. That's Frosty's not really right. a movie.
Just the special
Jack
effects.
Jack Frost was good.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Which one, the Michael Keaton one or the horror movie?
The Michael Keaton one.
Oh, I think me and Fabboy were talking about the horror movie.
Yeah. Oh. You guys see that one?
Where he takes the carrot off his nose?
Yeah.
That was Shannon Elizabeth.
It was.
In the tub, yeah.
God, the special effects in Home Alone 2 were, you know, he was getting shocked. Was Marv was getting shocked.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Here, Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way is damn good and underrated. Love that movie.
Very underrated, man. It was
like Turbo Man.
So true about the retail craziness that was going on in America, and you had to please your child by getting them that one last toy.
Yeah.
It was right around Beanie Babies when all that was going on. And
do people not like that movie because it's too much about them with the retail craziness or because Sinbad's in it?
Oh, he's perfect.
Sinbad was really great. Good when he had the brain floating around at the end.
He
you
was
know?
A mailman.
That was
and
good.
He became a villain.
I never saw it. I got to watch it.
Dude, watch Sinbad. It and figure out how Rita Wilson couldn't figure out that was her damn husband standing right. there. All he had was a little. I mean, it was him. Mm-hmm. He's all bulky and he's talking like this. He's just like, I don't know that's my husband.
Well, when Clark Kent wasn't wearing a suit and glasses,
I know,
nobody
glasses.
Knew it was him.
I get it.
Hmm.
It's just too many holes in that one, but I do love it, though. So I'll go with top three. There we go.
Okay.
That's a good one. I like that one a lot. But I also have a soft spot for Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's great.
Killer Santa.
Killer Santa. Well.
They are dark.
Very.
What's wrong with a horror movie?
I mean, some people love that. You
horror
don't have to be
for Christmas.
Warm and fuzzy and watch the same thing over and over again. You can change it up.
Look, I love horror movies. They're my favorite. Fat Boy loves horror movies. I love horror movies.
Horror.
You could do like a...
I can't argue with it.
Right,
he goes to machetehub.com.
Yes, he does. Oh, my goodness. And lastly, Dean Martin's daughter, Dina, says her dad would be going insane about the debate over the song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Dean recorded his version of the song in 1959.
This is the song, yeah. This is the new argument. This is one of those things where what color do you see? Or how do you say that word? You know, it's like, how do you feel about this?
But people cover it now. So I guess they're cool with it. There's a version here with Idina Menzel and Michael Bublé.
Oh.
That's got to be fairly recent.
Well, if they have hard names to say, they must know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, she says that she was flabbergasted over the controversy because she says it's a sweet, flirty, fun holiday song.
Did they talk about, like, you know, like in the Johnny Manziel version, did they say the same stuff?
All
I mean,
the stuff,
Idina
yeah.
Menzel?
Yeah.
Are like they related?
Like, you won't let her leave.
Yeah.
You know. Like the Flo Rida song people made a big deal about.
Well, I always go back to what Alan Jackson did. He's like, all right, you don't want to, it's fine. I'm going to take you home, and I'm still going back out with my friends.
Yeah.
I'll buy you dinner first, though. I mean, it won't be much. Fast food, you know, burger. Some kind of snow cone kind of deal. But
stole
then
the
I'm going
car.
Down to the river with my friends, and we're going to get drunk, talk about none of us had any women tonight.
And it's funny that...
And that was okay.
And a song about midgets.
Some of the radio stations that banned this, they started getting complaints about people not playing it, and then they added it back in.
Yeah.
Because it's been around for so long that nobody really... I mean, it is kind of... The video of it, or, you know, in the movie, is kind of creepy, right?
I think it's just like the Friends thing the other day. I don't think Netflix had any – there was no talks of taking Friends off Netflix. It was just a way to remind everybody it's on there. You're thinking about what to get somebody for Christmas? How about a Netflix gift card? They have Friends.
They love that. They can watch all the Friends they want.
Yeah.
This is something that for the last few years we've made jokes about this song.
And now it's a thing.
Now it became like – it's a weird thing because we made jokes about like, oh, they're going to ban this song, and now they are. It was just – we were joking about it the last 3 or 4 years. If we had any influence over that, we were strictly joking.
Yeah.
You know, it was very tongue-in-cheek.
What do you mean by that?
You can still... Well, that's what Dean was trying to get to. You can still make...
It wasn't that season.
You can still make jokes. I mean, you still can do things tongue-in-cheek and make jokes, and it's not everything is serious.
Yeah.
Please. Please don't make everything serious.
And nobody has... I mean, not everything's terrible. We should trust somebody sometime, you know? Not be against the whole world.
There's the one line where he might have roofied her drink. You know?
Yeah. Does it say what's in this drink?
Yeah, that's the only part that might be. But, you know, it's tongue in cheek funny still.
It's a cool fizzy pill.
Doesn't mean a roofie, though. Maybe she just said, I'd like a cold Coca Cola, and he had poured a little rum in there.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
No, what's in this drink?
It's like a low budget roofie.
Well, if it had been old timey, Coca Cola would have had cocaine in it.
You can't give somebody booze against their will, Matt, man. Mm-hmm.
Did you roofie my drink? Cow backwards from 10.
I hope Claire doesn't come downstairs. I'm making a Bill Cosby joke.
You know what's messed up is when you have surgery and they give you the anesthesia, they tell you to count backwards from 100, you go like 96.
Oh, my goodness. You don't want to keep counting in the 80s.
Did you say 93.3? Did you get that far?
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headlines.
What a way to end it.
It's late, but I don't guess it matters right now.
Yeah. Later, we'll make some pumpkin pie. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll come back more Rise Guys.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at Facebook.com/933ThePlanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
It's on ESPN. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Happy Tuesday. 2 weeks to Christmas. Thank you, Mama. I love you, too. We'll be back tomorrow. Paige, going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Right? Anything you'd like to close with, Jimmy?
No, thank you for being with us. Hopefully, we'll be back on the radio signal by tomorrow morning.
Let me know before 4 a.m., please.
Nah, I won't know by then.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah!
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.